Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds bilateral talks with Ukrainian counterpart Dmitry Kuleba in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says digital public infrastructure is a big requirement and the government is extending the digital facilities to all the villages. Government orders all traders and retailers to mandatorily declare stock position of wheat from Monday. At least 10 killed after a vehicle plunges into gorge in Ramban district of Jammu and Kashmir. Good Friday marking crucifixion of Jesus Christ being observed across the globe. In badminton, PV Sindhu to face Supanida K. Thong of Thailand in women's singles quarterfinal of Madrid Spain Masters today. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders in Bengaluru this evening. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is holding a meeting with his Ukrainian counterpart Dmitry Kuleba in New Delhi. Both ministers are expected to discuss matters pertaining to the bilateral partnership and cooperation on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Ukrainian foreign minister arrived in India yesterday on a two-day visit at the invitation of the External Affairs Minister. He is scheduled to have a number of engagements during his visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital public infrastructure is a big requirement in itself and the government is extending the digital facilities to all the villages. Interacting with philanthropist Bill Gates, he said, technology can play a big role in agriculture, health and education sectors. On artificial intelligence or AI, Mr. Modi said, if we rely on AI out of laziness, then it is the wrong path. He added that if used as a magic tool, then AI will perhaps lead to grave injustice. He said AI is a very good tool, but it is given to someone without training, it is likely to be misused. He suggested that there should be clear watermarks on AI-generated content so that nobody is misguided.
कोई भी AI-generated चीज है, उस पर आना चाहिए watermark. ये AI-generated, ताकि कोई misguide ना हो. और ये बुरी चीज नहीं है, सिंपली इट्स एआई जनरेटेड. डीप फेक तो ये जरूरी है कि डीप फेक एआई जनरेटेड और ये सोर्स है. ये आज शुरू के दिनों में, आगे चल करके क्या होगा जरूरत नहीं पड़ेगी शायद, लेकिन ये हमने कुछ डूज एंड डोंट्स उस पर सीरियसली सोचना पड़ेगा.
The Prime Minister said the government is committed to ensuring that emerging talent from within the community can continuously contribute and enhance its value to foster trust in technology among people. The government has ordered mandatory declaration of stock position of wheat. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry today said traders, wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors in all states and union territories have to declare their stock position of wheat with effect from 1st of April till further orders. It said the decision has been taken in order to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. The government e-marketplace GeM has closed the current financial year with record 4 lakh crore rupees in gross merchandise value, GMV. It has doubled its GMV as compared to the previous fiscal year. Briefing media in New Delhi today, CEO of GeM, PK Singh, said this testifies to GeM portal's unique digital capabilities and functionalities that have facilitated greater efficiency, transparency and seamlessness in public procurement. In Bihar, the opposition Grand Alliance today announced the seat-sharing agreement for the 40 parliamentary constituencies among Congress, RJD and left parties. According to the seat-sharing deal, Lalu Prasad-led RJD will contest 26 seats, whereas Congress will field its 9 candidates and 5 seats are given to left parties. In view of seat distribution, the CPIML will contest on 3 seats and 1 each will be contested by CPIM and CPIM. API. The seat sharing was announced by leaders of Grand Alliance in Patna in a joint press conference. Barring some seats, Congress and RJD will contest on the same seats which were contested by these parties in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Out of 26, the RJD candidates have already filed nominations for the four Lok Sabha seats of Aurangabad, Nawada, Jamui and Gaya in the first phase. We have more from our correspondent.
Congress has retained its Kishanganj seat, the lone Lok Sabha seat won by Grand Alliance in Bihar in 2019 parliamentary elections. The other eight seats of Congress quota are Katihar, Samastipur, Patna Sahib, Sasaram, Paschimi Champaran, Muzaffarpur, Bhagalpur and Maharajganj. Among lay parties, the CPI-ML will contest on Ara, Karakat and Nalanda parliamentary constituencies. CPM has been accommodated with Khagadia and CPI with Begusarai seats, which were there earlier. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Assam, electioneering is gaining momentum with the arrival of central leaders of different political parties. Sources in the state BJP said that Prime Minister and senior party leader Narendra Modi, National President JP Nadda, senior party leaders Amit Shah, Arjun Munda, Smriti Irani among others would campaign for the NDA candidates. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and party leader Sarbanand Sonowal are already campaigning in the state. Sources in the Assam Pradesh Congress Committee said the party has booked helicopters from 2nd of the next month onwards. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, MP Rahul Gandhi, State Party President Bhupen Bora, among others, will campaign for their candidates. In Madhya Pradesh, nomination papers of 107 candidates have been found valid for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections on 6 seats, whereas nomination papers of 6 candidates were rejected. Candidates can withdraw their names till tomorrow. Voting will be held on the 19th of April in Sidhi, Shahdol, Jabalpur, Mandla, Balaghat and Chindwara in Madhya Pradesh. Counting of votes will be held on the 4th of June. In Jammu and Kashmir, the youth, particularly the first-time voters, are enthusiastic to take part in the Festival of Democracy, slated to commence from the next month. Elaborate security arrangements are being put in place by the Election Commission of India to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in the entire Union Territory for 5 Lok Sabha constituencies. To know more, let us listen to our Srinagar correspondent.
The voting in the Union Territory will be held in 5 phases. The first phase of voting will be held on 19th April for Udhampur Parliamentary Constituency. The elections in the second phase will be held for Jammu Parliamentary Constituency on 26th of April. Voting in the Kashmir Valley will start in the third phase as polls in Anantnag Rajouri Parliamentary Constituency will be held on 7th of May. Subsequently, on 13th of May, polls will be held for Srinagar Lok Sabha Constituency in the fourth phase, while as polls for Baramula Lok Sabha constituency will be held on 20th May in the fifth phase. So far, nominations for Udhampur parliamentary seat have been filed by 15 candidates from major parties. Senior BJP leader Dr. Jitendra Singh, Congress leader Chaudhary Lal Singh are some of the bigwigs that will battle it out in the first phase. There are 86,94,992 registered voters in the Union Territory. A total of 11,629 polling stations have been set up across the Union Territory. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashvani News from Srinagar.
Election Commission's C-Vigil app is a hit with voters, with over 79,000 violations reported so far through the complaints app since announcement of the general elections. The EC said in a statement that over 99% complaints have been resolved and close to 89% of these complaints have been resolved within 100 minutes. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to Midday News. At least 10 people have been killed after a passenger vehicle en route to Srinagar from Jammu veered off the road and plunged into a deep gorge near Battery Chashma in Ramban district along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway today. Our correspondent reports that the accident took place shortly after midnight when a vehicle carrying mostly outside labourers plunged into a 1,000-feet deep gorge. Local authorities swiftly arrived at the accident site. However, due to the challenging terrain, darkness and persistent rainfall in the area, rescue efforts couldn't be immediately undertaken. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief on the loss of lives in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the accident in Ramban, Jammu and Kashmir, and announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees each. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has also expressed shock and grief over the loss of lives. The Department of Telecommunications, DOT, has issued an advisory to citizens that calls are being received by the citizens wherein callers in the name of DOT are threatening that all of their mobile numbers would be disconnected or their mobile numbers are being misused in some illegal activities. The DOT has also issued advisory about WhatsApp call from foreign origin mobile numbers like +2, impersonating government officials and duping the people. The DOT has advised citizens to report such fraud communications at Chakshu Report Suspected Fraud Communications Facility of Sanchar Sathi portal, that is www.sancharsathi.gov.in. The DOT has also advised citizens to report at Cybercrime Helpline number 1930 or www.cybercrime.gov.in in case of already a victim of cybercrime or financial fraud. Good Friday is being observed today all over the world, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It is observed on the Friday before Easter Sunday that marks the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Prayers and masses have been organized in churches and chapels. It is also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday and Black Friday. On this occasion, people wish one another strength and happiness. The Easter celebration will begin on the following Sunday, that is 31st of March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the occasion of Good Friday today. In Nagaland, Christians are holding special services and fasting on the occasion. Chief Minister Nephew Rio has extended Good Friday greetings to all citizens. We have a report.
In Nagaland, Good Friday is being observed with prayer, fasting and almsgiving. Many believers are attending special church services to commemorate Jesus' suffering, while church bells muffled as a sign of mourning. Believers of the Catholic denominations in the state capital, Kohima, are holding a procession carrying a wooden cross to symbolize the ultimate sacrifice of Christ Jesus for the mankind. The believers will also congregate in churches for special prayers to mark the day. For Akashvani, Asonyo from Kohima.
On to sports. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu will face Supanida Kate Thong of Thailand in women's singles quarterfinal of Madrid Spain Masters this evening. In men's doubles, India pair of Dhruv Kapila and MR Arjun will meet JRF and RK Yap of Malaysia in last eight clash. Women's doubles duo of Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Crosto and mixed doubles pair of N. Sikki Reddy and B. Sumit Reddy will also play their quarterfinal matches this evening. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at Bengaluru this evening at 7:30 p.m. Rajasthan Royals defeated Delhi Capitals by 12 runs in Jaipur last night. In some international news, the International Court of Justice has ordered Israel for immediate and effective measures to ensure basic food supplies arrive without delay to the Palestinian population in Gaza. The court said the Palestinians were facing worsening conditions of life and famine and starvation were spreading in Gaza. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds bilateral talks with Ukrainian counterpart Dmitry Kuleba in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says digital public infrastructure is a big requirement and government is extending the digital facilities to all the villages. Government orders all traders and retailers to mandatorily declare stock position of wheat from Monday. At least 10 killed after a vehicle plunges into a gorge in Ramban district of Jammu and Kashmir. Good Friday marking crucifixion of Jesus Christ being observed across the globe. In badminton, PB Sindhu to face Supanida Kathong of Thailand in women's singles quarterfinal of Madrid Spain Masters today. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.